Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and calm the nation. No matter what you say, the moon will continue to play up, play up. Until the day we are repaid. Here I sit thinking about
7 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen running around there somewhere as he makes his way across country with Charlotte. So we're here with you nice and early this morning and seeing what's going on around the world. I think the big stories of the day are the anchor shakeups.
Yeah.
With Brian Williams
mm-hmm.
getting 6 months unpaid vacation. Congratulations to him. And John Stewart of The Daily Show saying, you know what? He's hysterical. He says, I hear I have this really nice family, and I'd like to have dinner with him at some point. So he says, it's over. So who's going to replace him? Jennifer has an interesting...
I think that Brian Williams should replace John Stewart, because then he could kind of do his own thing. He could tell any stories he wants to tell. As John Stewart, you can do that. As Brian Williams, you can't. So maybe this is the right move for him.
What's happening with Bobby Christina this morning?
He's still alive from everything that's been going on. But, you know, the rumor was that Bobby Brown was going to let her go today because it's the anniversary, the 3-year anniversary of Whitney Houston's death. So the family then came out and said, well, that's not necessarily true. We're not going to do that. We're still continuing to pray and hope that she turns out and that she...
But yesterday I heard that they found bruises on her chest.
Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah. Apparently, they found bruises and some stuff consistent with what could be looked at as foul play or something that they need to investigate. Her brother/boyfriend/wannabe husband right. said, oh, no, those came from me trying to revive her.
How is it that these women always are seem to be attracted to these scumbags?
What if he offed her and said, oh, what if I put her in the bathtub? No one will question it because it looks like she's just following in her mom's footsteps.
So were the contusions only on her chest area? I mean, because that's what he is saying.
Why
is
do you want to know that?
Well, because then there could be some truth in him saying I was trying to give her CPR.
No. I thought I had read something about bruises on her face as well, but I can't seem to find it now.
But you looked at her face over the years, especially the last year where she's been in the fight. Her face looks terrible.
Well, that's what her faces always look like.
Yeah, right.
All right, she's got great things to say about you, too.
Thank you. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. We are focused on the lottery. Did you know that there are about $2 billion in lottery prizes that have been unclaimed? As a matter of fact, that's just from last year. $2 billion in lottery prizes go unclaimed. Many of those tickets are worth between $1 and $5, but some people never realize that they have the prize. There's like 300 prizes worth $1 million or more went unclaimed last year. Let's see, what else have they got here? There's an app called Lotto Lotto that alerts lottery players if they have a winning ticket. How do you know?
Cool. You enter your numbers. So you buy the ticket, you enter your numbers, and then...
And it'll just tell you if you win.
Right.
Okay. All right. Interesting that there are a number of $1 million winners that have not picked up their tickets and their winnings. Wow. What are the chances of that? Not much for all of us, but...
And that used to be the lottery that retailers called gift cards. There's so much money in our economy that it's just kind of like, oh, I didn't know I had that coming to me. Whether it be the lottery unclaimed winners, whether it be gift cards, whether it be tax refunds, whether it be... I mean, if you sat there and watched every single nickel that was due to you, I bet you a lot of us would find a lot of money under those sofa cushions.
Yep.
Really? That'd be good to know. Thank you. Congratulations. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, Esquire. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com, is going to be with us in a moment to talk about an ailment that has a new name. That's up next here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Get the Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week, get 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 13 past the hour with Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and now Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us. Check out his website for his wonderful newsletter that comes out every week. I read it from stem to stern, find out lots of things about my health and well-being that I want to know, and you can find out about yours as well. It's Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, drhoffman.com. So it looks like the government's at it again, Ron. Chronic fatigue syndrome. You know what that is. You probably treat a lot of people. Is it more common this time of year? When does this chronic fatigue syndrome usually show up?
Well, you know, fatigue as a symptom is very common this time of year because this is prime SAD time, seasonal affective disorder.
Right.
Time.
I have it. I'm right there. I'll tell you right off the bat. That's why I'm going to California.
So people are lethargic, and that's an ordinary run-of-the-mill form of fatigue. But chronic fatigue syndrome is something different. In fact, the name is kind of a misnomer because it goes beyond fatigue. People who have CFS, they feel really crappy. They feel ill. They feel dizzy. They feel lightheaded. They feel very poorly.
All right, so the government says it should be renamed systemic exertion intolerance disease, SEID, systemic exertion. What the hell does that present?
Well,
what does that mean?
It refers to a hallmark of that condition, which, you know, most people, you know, they feel tired. You know, basically, you know, look, get off your butt, get off the couch, get outside, take a vigorous walk or run. Yeah. You'll feel better, you know.
Yeah.
But for people with chronic fatigue syndrome, it's the opposite. They feel completely knocked out. It brings up all the symptoms. They get headaches, nausea, bodily aches and pains. And so that is one of the hallmarks of that. Look, in England, they call it myalgic encephalitis, you know, ME. And there's a variety of names for this. I don't think one name can properly account for it. And, you know, adding more initials or a longer name to it is going to add to confusion.
Typical government baloney, though.
Yeah.
More than 100 countries have a higher measles immunization rate than we do. Coverage for 1-year-olds in the U.S. may be at a reasonable sounding 91%, but there are still 100 countries that are more successful in vaccinating their children against measles, and they include Bangladesh, Russia, Iran, and Libya, according to a story at DougStephan.com. So what's your take on the latest in terms of the measles? There's another, well, there are a few other cases, about, what, 120 cases reported now around the country?
Yeah, you know, I've tried to stay away from the vaccine debate, but, you know, you have to enter in at some point.
Oh, go ahead. Come on. Jump in.
Look, you know, measles is a bad disease, yeah. And I have to say that, in general, I support the effort to get more people vaccinated.
But why are you reserved that? Well,
here's the caveat, is we really cannot close the door on the vaccination debate. Just like the global warmest people say, you know, settled science, anybody who challenges this is a flat earther. I think we have to take a look at the vast profusion of vaccinations that we give to our kids and ask ourselves, is this ultimately, in a big way, in their interest? Should we open the door to more and more and more vaccines to the point where we vaccinate kids against 100 different things and
The drug companies love that stuff.
Clearly, there's a lot
but
of
But they don't. Nobody talks about thimethyl or thimerosal or whatever stuff.
They do. And they say, well, you know, it's not so bad. We've taken it out of most things.
Of course it's bad. It's mercury, for God's sakes.
Well, it's supposedly the type of mercury that's not such bad mercury, but that's like saying that, you know, there's a type of car exhaust that's better than another type of bad car, like
diesel
car exhaust.
Diesel fumes are worse for you than
regular,
gasoline. Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, look, there are problems. We shouldn't close our eyes to them. We should, you know, stop this epidemic from spreading, but we should not use it as an excuse to ridicule vaccine skeptics.
Well, I think that there are a lot of people that are into the system that are ridiculing. It was like the flu vaccine, which is drummed as it well should be, because most of the flu, what's in the flu vaccine won't do you any good. It's not the right vaccine, right?
It's a little bit like Rahm Emanuel once said, you just don't ever let a good crisis go to waste. You know, here's a little bit of a crisis. It's not a terrible crisis. It's just not that many. It's not thousands of people. It's not hundreds of people dying. It's just we're seeing an emergence of the measles, and the concern is maybe not enough people have been vaccinated. That does not mean that we should close the debate eternally on vaccine safety.
Unbelievable. All right. So we have the vaccine stuff. Are you worried about the measles in New York? You practice in New York. Is there anything worrying about?
I'm not seeing it, and there's a few cases that you look at. There's another factor involved, and that is a big factor in whether or not you get the measles or a severe case, or whether you ultimately get very sick or die, is your underlying nutritional status. And children used to die of measles in times where there was a lot of malnutrition. Just giving a little vitamin A to people in third world countries helps them withstand the seriousness of these types of childhood diseases. So I would, you know, simple, good nutrition, some vitamin A, C, D. These are nutrients that can actually help the immune system fight against common
strengthen
viruses.
Strengthen your immune system. That's what the whole idea. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
Dr. Hoffman, Hoffman, drhoffman.com. Good place to go to get his intelligent medicine newsletter every week. Ron, thanks for being here on Good Day.
Thank you, Doug.
How many people remember Vince Lombardi? Everybody remember him?
Yeah.
Legendary Packers coach.
Right.
There was a thrift store in Asheville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of gems in there. Last weekend, a couple went in and bought a sweater for 58 cents. Sean McAvoy and his wife, Ricky, bought this West Point sweater at a Goodwill store, took it home. We were watching a Lombardi documentary, and they realized they had purchased Vince Lombardi's sweater worth $20,000.
Wow.
That's
right?
Awesome.
They spent 58 cents at Goodwill. The owner of it, the family, had given it to somebody, and he gave it to Goodwill. So there you go. Those sorts of things are wonderful.
Talk about hitting the lottery.
The lottery. There you go. So they spent 58 cents to get something worth 20 grand. Very cool. Very good thing. And that story, I think, has been floating around here and there on the Internet, so I decided I'd paraphrase it and put it together for your listening and dancing pleasure. It's 21 after the hour, and good day.
Thank you. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Since I met you, I feel fine. I don't want to make you mine. I would travel anywhere to see your face.
We're apparently on their short list, Kenny, right?
Yes, we are.
The Jive Aces sent us this on Twitter. This is the first song from their forthcoming album, Spread a Bit of Happiness. New album is now yet. The song is available on iTunes starting today. We have the first broadcast appearance of this song, La Dolce Vita. These guys are so fabulous. Just fantastic. Crank it up, Ray. These people should have won at the Grammy Awards.
Yeah.
You make me see the world as if it's new.
Can't sit still to this.
As it's passive in your walk, and pepperoni in your talk. Everything about you is Italy. Now you would seem at home in Napoli or Rome. And tiramisu is what you do to me.
Tiramisu is what you do to me. That's a great line. All right, watch the whole video of the day at DougStefan.com. La Dolce Vita by the swing band from England, the Jive Aces. All right, big winners, Sam Smith, his song, Stay With Me. Quite a good song. So he was the winner for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. The Album of the Year belonged to Beck, Morning Phase, but yeah. Smith won also for Best New Artist. Interesting way he presents himself. I've seen some pictures and video of him. What do we know about him, Kenny?
Not a lot. He's relatively new. He even said on the red carpet last night, a year ago, nobody even knew who I was.
Yeah. Well, a week ago, I didn't know who he was. So,
you know what? He was pretty cool, though, in that he said, I tried for years to make it big by being something I wasn't.
Yeah.
I tried losing weight. I tried, and he's not a big guy, but he's like, I tried losing weight. I tried looking different. And it wasn't until I was myself that I got any attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, he certainly did a good job in terms of how he's the story from the Grammys, as far as I can see.
Well, and I'll tell you, I had no idea that Beck even had a new album out. I mean, Beck was like,
so are we losing 90s. Touch? Are we losing touch?
No, Beck was a guy from, what, Kenny, 10, 12 years ago, who was,
at least.
He was big. Mm. And I mean, he was winning Grammys left and right when he was out. And then just kind of just fell off the earth. Mm. So, and I think I got something from it. This is the Morning Phase. Or off of the album. And the guy's a genius songwriter. A little weird.
Glenn Beck's brother, Ralph?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Just Beck.
This is Ralph Beck, ladies and gentlemen.
Glenn's brother.
Yeah. Well, you know what I find? A couple of incidental anecdotal things from this. When I see the indulgence, and that's really what it is, that is sent toward a Kardashian who looked like she's nothing but she had a bathrobe on, she's practically naked. This show is a show for the family. You're going to have your boobs hanging out all over the place?
You know what you did miss? What was interesting, though, is Kanye West performing a song that Paul McCartney had written for him.
Paul McCartney was discovered by Kanye West, right?
That's right. Yeah. And then Kanye West and Paul McCartney and Rihanna performing together.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually liked it.
Did you?
The song that they performed together, of course it was written by Paul, was really very good, and they were all very good.
People are talking about the bleeps. Apparently there were a couple of circumstances.
Yeah.
One got bleeped and the other one didn't. So, but again, what's kind of, it's frustrating, Frank.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
So to say, there's got to be a good day today.
Good day. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, all here to help you think about what is going on. The captain of the Costa Concordia convicted and sentenced to 16 years in prison after he pled. Yes, it has. So he was pleading, please don't. I don't know how you would say that in Italian.
Mamma mia, please.
Porta fa, porta fa.
You a falca ma scirpa.
Sound like Mario.
I know, it's the only Italian I can do.
All right, thank you. Thousands of people showing up for this candlelight vigil to honor the three victims of the shooting, a needless, crazy shooting at the University of North Carolina. They were all Muslims. Two sisters and the husband of one of the sisters. The family said the gunman threatened them once before. They think the shootings were a hate crime, and I agree with them from what I've read about it. What do you, rest of you think?
The wife of the shooter says that they had an ongoing, and other people say that they had an ongoing argument about parking spaces at the condominium complex. And the wife
so that's
denies,
a reason to kill somebody,
that it was,
execute
no,
them?
No, there's no reason
in a parking
to kill
lot.
Anybody. Here's what irks me about these things, though, is the hate crime label. Like, it's any worse or better if, why do we have to put a label on what kind of murder it is? They were murdered.
Because it was politically correct when that law was passed, it was politically correct to do so. It was a sort of timely, it's nonsense, you're right.
Yeah.
It is not appropriate. It is appropriate to charge him with murder.
If it wasn't a hate murder, it's still murder. You murdered somebody.
Yeah. People are all dead. Yep.
Right.
Senate voted to build that pipeline. The House had voted the day before. I think it was 270 to 110 or something, and the Senate vote was 62 to 36. Need 67 votes to override the president's veto. You're listening to all this mumbo-jumbo about the pipeline is going to affect the environment. I've said this how many times? This is probably the 15th time I've said this. There is a lot more fossil fuel used to haul that oil from the North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming oil fields down to the Gulf. The amount of oil that's used by four locomotives on each one of these trains, and there are at least 100 from what I've read, 140, 150 of these trains that go down from this area down to the Gulf every single day. How much stuff do you think is going in the atmosphere from them versus a pipeline that has no, the pumps are all electric, so there may be some fossil fuel being used in an electric plant someplace, but that's it. What do you think the impact is of that versus all those locomotives carrying the oil down to the... It's just political...
Mumbo-jumbo.
It's disgusting. So anyway, whether they override the veto or not remains to be seen. Meanwhile, how many of you have seen all of these ads that are playing for the natural gas people and the way that the drilling of gas is explained in the ad so that you understand? Because a lot of environmentalists say this is very bad for the environment. We're messing things up, screwing up the planet. So their ads, whether they're true or not, remains to be seen. But I found myself educated when I saw the ads as to how the system actually works. Anybody else seen the ads?
I have not seen the ads you're talking about.
No, it's very
you're the only
impressive.
One,
look
sir.
For them. Apparently, I am the only one. Okay, so the White House asking Congress for permission to wage war against ISIS. This is a resolution that has to be approved. When was the last time this was done? When Bush was in president?
2002.
Right.
Yeah, right. Get everybody over there.
He actually doesn't need permission because he can use the Bush law, but he...
So then why is he going for permission?
I think the play here is that if Congress and everybody is behind it, that they will have an easier time of building an international team to go after this international effort to go after ISIS.
Yeah, okay.
And you can pretty much guarantee that that the White House has gone through this and figured that they would get support, and that's why they brought it to Congress. Otherwise, they wouldn't have brought it.
Then they take a public... Right. Jennifer has a story of Bob Simon passing away in the television report, which is coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day. Meanwhile, three winners, Texas, North Carolina, and Puerto Rico, claim to have the people that won the numbers in yesterday's drawing for $564 million. I told the story earlier, Richie. You weren't here, so I'll tell it again quickly for those who didn't hear it. As I was driving west on Interstate 20 yesterday, I was getting low on fuel, so I was in the middle of nowhere. I stopped at this gas station, which was the only store. It's kind of a convenience store. You can buy anything in there.
Sure.
And there were 400-plus people in a line waiting for hours to buy Powerball tickets. It was so busy. The parking lot, there was a policeman there to guide people to the back field where they were parking these cars so these people could go in. Most of them were black, and I say that because I think the lottery is a ruse. Some of us buy tickets. I actually, before I saw the line, I picked up a couple of tickets because I'm going to start using numbers instead of if I do it.
So,
what?
So you just said I picked up some tickets before you saw the line. Does that mean you cut in front of 400 people?
No, you get the tickets outside of the line. There's a place in the store where you can get the tickets. So I just looked at them, and then I looked at the line. So I took the tickets in case there was some other place I might have stopped down the road.
The ones where you fill out your numbers.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do that from now on when I buy a ticket. I'm not going
to
just...
You're picking your own numbers.
You're supposed to get better odds when you pick your own.
Right, and stay with it, I think, in essence. Richie, the car guy, have you noticed what's going on at Chicago Auto Show this week?
No, what?
Pretty hot-looking cars. Ford has introduced a car that looks just like a Ferrari. It's a GT supercar, they say. I don't know what the reason
for
this
is. The Ford GT's been around for a long time.
I can drive a Range Rover that's fast, and I can at least sit in it.
Yeah, you could do that. But if you're looking for comfort, this ain't your car.
No, this is not your car, right? Anything that close to the ground. Yeah, okay. I'd rather be comfortable, thanks. The new Ford Police Interceptor. Excuse me?
What is happening here?
We get to that age.
What was that shot?
Where comfort is more.
What age?
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Right.
I wouldn't drive this as a daily driver.
Huh. Well, I mean, it would be fun to take it out on a spin down in Murano in Palm Beach or something.
That's what
Other
it's
than
for,
that, it wouldn't
right.
give you...
You're not going to be running down in the grocery store.
But you know how much it costs?
GT, right.
$112,000.
Sure.
You want to pay that for this? Yeah. All right, the Ford Explorer SUV is now the car of choice of policedom. And they have a new one at the Chicago Auto Show, explaining to everybody how they have this, they've made this connection with the police. So the police really designed this car. I think these are the ugliest things on the road. I miss the days of the old big town, not the town car, but the, what do they call it? What was the old Ford? That
the Lincoln
the Crown
car,
Victoria.
Yeah, the Crown.
No, no, no. The Crown Victoria was the Ford. Yeah, that was a good car. And I look at these things, and it reminds me out of one of those Sylvester Stallone future movies. That's what it looks like.
The Explorer?
These cars. Yeah. Well, the way they paint them and they get them all doodadded up.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like they're from
Tron.
In the next world. Yeah, right. Is it Tron? Whatever it was.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. And by the way, as long as we're in the car department, Tesla Motors said that they lost $107 million in the fourth quarter, 86 cents a share. They lost $74 million the year before, so this guy's subsidizing his dream big time. It lost $294 million last year versus $74 million for the year before. They hit their production forecast of 35,000 cars. These are great cars, but he's not making enough of them to build back into the profit that he invested in it. What's the guy's name that he founded PayPal?
Musk.
Musk, that's it. Elon Musk, yep. He's behind SpaceX, I think, too.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. All right, so that's that story. Jennifer checks out the television news for us in a moment. This is Good Day.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh. I felt like canceling, but then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's a Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week, get three-quarter inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus, more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Many cities have highway lanes dedicated to carpools, a simple way to reduce auto emissions and save gas. In Virginia, two sharp entrepreneurs, using their own cars, figured out that people would pay them to show up every morning to pick up riders. Lobbyists for the big taxi companies saw it as competition and got the state to ban the practice. These overzealous regulators should have looked through the lens of liberty. They might have seen that protecting some businesses against the competition from others is not the state's job. For the moment, you're allowed to give me a lift in Virginia if you do it for free, but not if I pay you for your gas. Is it really government's job to forbid us from carpooling if we share gas money?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, now, 14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Bob Simon, news anchors in the news. Bob Simon killed in an automobile crash. His career is over. And Brian Williams killed himself. Not literally, but he killed himself because of what he did, so his career is over. Make way for Lester Holt. He seems to be the one the news media has anointed as ready for prime time. I'd like to see Jon Stewart in that movie. Yeah.
I don't know if Jon Stewart could do the hard news, but I think that Matt Drudge and a lot of people at NBC have been talking about Savannah Guthrie, which I don't know if she's a great choice. Here's the thing.
No,
I'm all about women. I'm feminist. I think women can do most jobs that men can do. But you had Katie Couric try to do the evening news, and it didn't work for her, and I don't know that Savannah Guthrie is any stronger than Katie Couric
The only reason it has worked, it didn't even work with Barbara Wawa doing it. The only one it worked with was Diane Sawyer, for whatever the reason. And I think the biggest reason is because Diane Sawyer always has been a credible news person.
And likable at the same time,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, right. And Barbara Walters was sort of back and forth on either side of that, as was Katie Couric. And nobody knows, in comparative terms, I shouldn't say nobody knows, but Savannah Guthrie is not a household stretch of the imagination. Not that Lester Holt is, but Holt has certainly paid his dues. I don't know much about the career of Savannah.
I think it's got to be Matt Lauer or maybe Anderson Cooper that takes over. You know, I learned some things as I was digging around yesterday on the Brian Williams story, Dougie. And
yes,
it seems that the insiders at NBC say that the day that Brian was handed his suspension, he and his agent met with all the powers that be at NBC, and they handed him basically a dossier of all the claims against him, trying to get him to explain himself. And then after they had that meeting, they had three options. They could either have him admit everything piece by piece on the air and apologize for it. They could suspend him, or they could fire him right away. They chose to go with the suspension. People at NBC also say that it's been like the worst kept secret that Brian Williams is an embellisher, so much so that Tom Brokaw and the former head of the NBC news department, who was there through 2013, used to try to keep him in check by saying, let's stick to the facts, let's not embellish anything.
Let's give him a job as a talk radio host then. He's
I'm forgetting the name, I think it was Culpa or Kappa, something like that. Whenever the news director left NBC, it was 2013, February, within 30 days, Brian Williams was on the Letterman show, giving that fatal nail into his coffin, talking about that story on Letterman, because his reigner had left, and no one ever got control of him since.
Wow,
this is an exit strategy for them. He's not coming back.
The other thing I learned is that he's made friends. He's befriended Lorne Michaels and the SNL team. He also rallied on the inside for Jay Leno's job.
Yeah.
So he's got like these late night comedian tendencies. He wants to do that. So maybe he does go to The Daily Show. Maybe he takes over for Jon Stewart, and maybe, you know, somebody else replaces him doing the real news.
All right, what else do we have news-wise from the world of TV?
Well, Dancing with the Stars is in the news, sir, about the new dancers are coming back. You know, the new season's getting ready to start. And several familiar faces will be returning. So if you're a fan of Mark Ballas, Val Stramosky, PETA, Tony Dovolani, they're all back for season 20. Also returning. I know. Oh, also returning is Kim Johnson. She's won a couple of times, and she's a fan favorite. Missing are longtime fan favorites Cheryl Burke and Derek Huff and Karina Smirnoff, not mentioned to be returning.
I was worried about them, Richie.
You've had on this show a couple of times, Doug. You like her.
Fun.
Yeah.
You like her.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Right. Now, let's talk about Duck Dynasty, shall we?
Quack, quack.
They've turned their tail of like the rags to riches story into a song and dance, musical on stage in Sin City. This thing is going to hit the 680-seat theater inside the Rio starting April 15th. So if you want to go see Duck Dynasty the musical, make your reservations now.
And the daughter of Duck Dynasty was on Dancing with the Stars last year, right?
Sure was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you see that the House of Cards was somehow or other hacked? Is that what happened?
That's
hacked?
On Netflix. Well, it wasn't necessarily hacked. It was a glitch. But House of Cards made a brief surprise return on Wednesday after Netflix accidentally released new episodes of its flagship show 2 weeks ahead of their scheduled debut. So if you were on it, you got to see a sneak peek.
Oops. All right, the three-hour anniversary special for SNL Sunday night. All sorts of people associated with the show will be there. I'm looking forward to actually watching that show. Be kind of fun. 8 o'clock Eastern time, the SNL celebration. 51 after on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Money, 53 after the hour now, our weekly visit from Dr. Tom Kreitler. He's here to help us. He's the doctor of fixation.
House doctor.
Yes, he's the house doctor. So we're going to get some questions from some of our audience and also information on what it is that you need to be aware of when it comes to the Energy Star program. Is there something in your house that needs replacing? Tom's going to look very carefully at what's going on in your house in just a moment to help you save energy here on Good Day.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Get to Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on the latest hardwood flooring trends. This week at 3/4 inch solid pre-finished oak hardwood for $229, and all Bellawood floors are on sale. Save up to $500 and get a transferable 100-year warranty. Or get laminate from 49 cents, including up to 50% off our thickest and best laminates. Plus more deals on bamboo from $179 and pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 18-month special financing. These deals won't last, so get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, Doug, go.
What happened?
The commercial ended and now you're back.
Well, but I didn't introduce Kreitler.
Well, But you can do that right now.
Say anything.
That's why I'm telling you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit. Now
hey,
go.
Tom. I think somebody just took 2 minutes out of my life there. Tom wants to talk to us about this appliance, this strange appliance that's been added to the Energy Star program that all of you either do have or want to have in your home. I've got an old one. I have an old washer, but an older dryer. My dryer was put into the house when it was built 36 years ago.
Well, it's pretty impressive, but you probably are wasting a lot of money. And that's the point of today's story, that for the first time ever, clothes dryers are now going to be Energy Star certified. And that may be surprising to folks because, you know, we all know that washers have been Energy Star certified, and we just sort of assumed that dryers were as well. But dryers actually were not, because the technology just wasn't there to make them very efficient. And that's all changed now because you've got the advent of very sophisticated moisture sensors in the dryers that will shut them off automatically when, in fact, your clothes are dry. And we also have these new heat pump dryers, which actually use the warm air that's being created by the dryer to sort of reheat the clothes again. So they're incredibly efficient. And as a result, now Energy Star is certifying dryers.
Really?
Yep.
Is there a brand that's better, one brand that may be better than another, or are they all about the same?
Yeah, now that's a good question, Doug. But the thing is, that's the nice program, the part of the Energy Star program, is that if you buy an Energy Star certified appliance, they're all meeting the same standard. So beyond that, buy whatever brand you're happy with. But as long as it meets the same Energy Star standard,
why, if they all meet the same, if they all meet the same standard, why would you buy an expensive one to get the same thing on a less expensive one?
There's going to be other, obviously, options, features, you know, brand awareness.
So, Tom, Who owns, runs, controls Energy Star? What is Energy Star? Is that the government, or is that an independent company, corporation, organization?
It's a program of the Environmental Protection Agency. It's one of those rare government programs that actually works, in my view, because they set these standards that manufacturers compete against to make sure they continually update and improve the appliances that we use in our homes. It's not just, you know, washers and dryers. It's televisions and computers and everything else that consumes electricity.
Okay. Wow. All right, so the dryers themselves have all of the stuff you were talking about. So what's the, is it, it uses less energy and less time? Can you get your clothes dried more quickly?
Yes.
Those of us who, I put my towels in the dryer now. If I take a shower in the downstairs bathroom, the dryer's in there. And so I throw the towels in there and get them heated. But if I only am in the shower for a quick amount of time, I want to get them, the towels heated up faster. So you can do that with a newer dryer?
Well, certainly you can. And, you know, here's a tip that you can apply to your current dryer right now. If you want to get more efficiency out of your dryer, you want to dry your clothes quicker, shorten up the venting run. The quicker you get that warm, moist air out of the house, out of that run, the quicker your clothes will dry. When there's that, when you have a long duct run, there's a lot of back pressure, not to mention the fact that you get a lot of dust that builds up and lint inside that bed that can be dangerous, which is why they should always be cleaned about once a year at least.
So we can save $570 million a year if all the clothes dryers over 10 years old were replaced.
There you go.
7 billion pounds of greenhouse gas. I kind of like the greenhouse gas, though. Kind
of
separates us from all the other planets.
Yeah.
It's Tom Kreitler from The Money Pit at 59 After. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.